for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
More than 8,000 firefighters are battling three large wildfires at both ends of California that have destroyed thousands of structures and left many dead. While speaking with reporters, Los Angeles County Fire Department Chief Daryl Osby says things won't improve anytime soon.
We're expecting them to peak at over 40 miles per hour, and they're going to burn for the next, they're going to blow for the next 3 days.
Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department Chief John Benedict.
The cities of Hidden Hills, Westlake Village, Agora, Calabasas, and Malibu are still under evacuation.
The Camp Fire has killed 23 and is the third deadliest wildfire on record in California. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff tells HBO Democrats plan to scrutinize whether President Trump abused his authority by taking adverse action against Amazon, CNN, and The Washington Post. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
How will the appointment of acting U.S. Attorney General Matthew Whitaker impact Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation? Speaking on Fox News Sunday, White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway weighs in.
The President said he has not discussed the Mueller investigation with Whitaker. He's made that very clear the other day. I believe somebody asked him that question. It would be a mistake to try to shut down the Mueller investigation because we've been so compliant.
Speaking in Arlington National Cemetery, Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert Wilkie said former President Eisenhower spoke words of encouragement to Korean War veterans aboard the presidential yacht Williamsburg.
Never put your uniform away. You live to remind your fellow citizens why they sleep soundly at night. This day reminds all Americans that they sleep soundly at night because of the sacrifices of millions of ordinary men and women.
And outside Paris, President Trump praised the American and French patriots of World War I in a speech that sharply contrasted with the overtly political tone of an earlier address by French President Emmanuel Macron. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Former President George W. Bush and former First Lady Laura Bush are this year's recipients of the National Constitution Center's Liberty Medal. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Bush, 43, and the former First Lady winning the award for their commitment to veterans. Former Vice President Joe Biden presenting it to the couple at the Philadelphia History Museum on Veterans Day. Biden says the commitment veterans and their families give to America is why initiatives like the Bush Institute are, quote, critically important, and he commended their efforts to honor and assist the brave men and women of the U.S. military.
Voters in Utah, Idaho, and Nebraska voted yes on Tuesday to expand Medicaid eligibility to people under 65 whose income is 138% of the federal poverty level. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Senator Chuck Schumer says health care is the most important issue for American families.
When the average family sits down at their kitchen table, they worry more about rising health care costs and the inability to provide health care for a parent, a spouse, a child, than anything else.
The Orlando Police Department has arrested 38-year-old Benjamin Holmes for the murder of Christina Frankie. Frankie was 25 and a student at the University of Central Florida, majoring in education when she was found dead in her Audubon Park apartment in October of 2001. Fox 35 reports the college student had been robbed and assaulted, and her killer left a large amount of DNA. Holmes was identified after a DNA sample was used to create a computer-generated composite of what Christine's killer could look like. For USA Radio,